Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, perfect. Well, welcome and thank you for joining me. Today I have a exciting guest who's going to talk with me about women. So we're going to talk about women. We're going to talk about sensuality. We're going to talk about spiritual activation and what exactly we mean, or what Elizabeth means, when she talks about womb and heart mind connection. So welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. Hello,
everyone. I
realized
I said your name wrong. So how exactly do you pronounce your name properly?
Well, I'm Portuguese originally, so my name is a little complicated, I must say, for most people. But you would say Elizabeth in Portuguese. But most people just call me Lizzie, and I often go by Lizzie Butterfly because, yeah, that's kind of what I do. I transform people, and I bring them into, you know, the cocoon space where they can get to find, you know, those pieces, you know, they're ready to shed and, you know, take flight from where they are to where they want to go.
Sounds great. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your, what exactly you do with your coaching.
So my coaching has, you know, taken a lot of different lanes over the past few years. It's expanded massively. And most of it really is connected with, you know, bringing women into that place where they get to feel everything again. They get to feel what their intuition feels like. They get to feel their body again. They get to feel that soul-powered calling in themselves so that they know that they know that they know that they know so much that there is just no distraction anymore, and they can just completely go for what they want to go for. Yeah.
So with that, what does that look like for, like, where are the women that you work with when they first come to you, where are they?
So a lot of women come to me, you know, from different backgrounds, different ages as well. Like, there's a multitude of ranges, but what I feel is most of the time in common is they've gotten to that place where they just don't seem to find a way out. They've done all the spiritual work. They've tried multiple tools of self, you know, empowerment. They've done, you know, they've done all the work, and then there's just that little piece missing. And often they come to me, you know, at the verge of a big transformation, at, you know, the edge of something big about to happen in their lives, and they've been feeling it, they've been understanding that blueprint coming in, but they just don't know how to read it, how to really find that that natural fuel that they actually have. It's almost like they've lost their mojo, whether it's in their sensuality, in their sexuality, in their relationships, in their business, but it's just that, you know, that very much that place of femme power, that woman or that womb space, that connection to our womb space and to our deep femininity, where they feel that they could, you know, become that woman with oomph and that woman full of fire. But there's just that piece that's still not attainable to them.
Yeah, they haven't connected the dots yet.
Right.
So what is womb, heart, and mind connection?
Okay, so I will try to make it as short and succinct as possible, even though there's obviously so many layers to this. But I've come to understand, you know, within my own body that we take decisions from different places in our body. So when people talk about intuition and they, you know, they say, you've just got to listen to your heart, you've just got to follow your heart, they're like, what does that even mean, right? And so I've come to understand, you know, through my own journey, because I used to be a dancer, so I was always very in touch with my body physically, but not necessarily with that part of, you know, that intuitive aspect within myself. And so I've realized that, oftentimes when it was coming up to making a big decision in my life, I would always feel safer to, to make that decision from my mind space where things are logical and rational. And, that's what felt safe for me most of the time, because that's what we've learned, most of us, right? And I've come to understand that often we don't just have that center alone to take decisions. We can take decisions from our heart. We can take decisions from our womb space. And so I believe that every woman, like men have this too, but it plays out for them slightly differently. But every woman has these three main center points that she takes her decisions from. And, from the conditioning of the patriarchal societies that we've lived in, we've started to move away from that womb space or that sexual center, that primal life force center. We've started to move it away up into the mind, right? So the rational, the logics, the strategical mind is what we've tried to develop more. And so there's been an alienation in a sense from those things that actually really fuel us and really light our fire, because those are usually things that are a lot more in the subconscious, and it's so subconscious that it's actually in the body, it's stored in the body. And so when a woman becomes more aware, more alert of that space in her womb, she starts to make decisions slightly differently. And so I teach women about how to tap into their full body yes. And why the full body yes? Because the full body yes is when everything is alignment. So it's not that the mind is something bad that we should make decisions from. It's just that when we are able to really connect all the dots within our own body, so the womb, the heart, and the mind, and when we take that decision, we just truly feel that ripple effect of what the full body yes is, right? And so when we make those decisions from that aligned space where, we combine and we bring things into union within ourselves, within our body, within our lives, right? Things just play out differently, and we start to tap into something that is more of the nature of the quantum field alignment, where things just flow, things just feel right. They feel right, they become right, and they are right, right? And and so that's kind of in a nutshell what this full body yes, this womb, heart, mind connection would be, is that when we ask ourselves the question, whether that is, from what should I have for dinner tonight to, what's the next holiday destination I should be going for, it really is, us building that relationship to, okay, what does my womb want? What does this deep primal place in me desire, right? What does my heart want? Like, how do I connect to love with this decision? And then what does my mind want? Like, how do I connect the strategical part into this? How can I make this work, not just for my body, for my life, but also for maybe everybody else around me, or maybe for the communities that I'm about to touch, right? Or my children, or, my family, or my friend circle at large, or, for most of my clients, they also work with clients themselves, is, how can I touch a full my soul tribe, like those people that are meant to work with me? How can I bring and call them in, through these tiny little decisions that I make on an everyday level?
Absolutely. So I do have some questions about that. So what do you think would be signs and symptoms or experiences that people would have when they're not in alignment with those three?
So there's many things that can obviously happen, but what I feel is the most prominent is just that sense of, feeling lost, feeling like something isn't right. Like, we keep, going back to that relationship, and we keep trying to make it work, and it doesn't seem to really fulfill us, because there's a lack underlying that, right? Or we come to the same place, whether that's in life or, in a pattern, in an energetic pattern, over and over and over, and we just can't seem to, go beyond it. So
Absolutely.
it's almost like this, the situation of something doesn't feel fully alive within us.
Yes, I can totally understand that. For me, what I associate that feeling with is again what you had mentioned earlier, that big change, right? The mm-hmm. you're coming up to a peak of transformation, and these symptoms that you're feeling beforehand are that loss, that confusion, that, you know, unalignment of where you should be and where you're going.
Right.
So I totally agree with that. So what is, and I know this, we could go into this for hours, but what would be a general way that you might help people create alignment in the womb, heart, and mind connection?
So one of my favorite tools is self-pleasure. And, you know, I know this is a huge taboo topic, you know, to just talk openly about sex, but I truly believe that if we all were to have more conscious sex, whether it's just with ourselves or with our partners, things can actually radically shift and change. I mean, I have women coming to me who have never had orgasms before or who have never touched themselves because they feel like that part of themselves, even their body, is something dirty, right? Is something that they're fully disconnected from. And so rebuilding that connection to the body is one of the tools that I adore to utilize. And the reason being is because the orgasmic place, when we experience an orgasm, that is actually a magnifier for everything in our lives. So whatever is going on before we enter that climax space in our mind, in our body, you know, just in our awareness, is what's going to be magnified during orgasm. So the orgasm is a huge, huge portal, if you may say, for manifestation. So I invite people who work with me, or, you know, even people who are just, you know, in my following, to get back in touch with their bodies. It can be really simple. It could be to just have, you know, a daily dance routine, or to just get back into movement, to feel what it's like to stand on their feet again, to just feel the soles of your feet, right? Or self-pleasure, where you're actually, you know, just using different textures of touch. So, you know, very gentle touch, very, you know, mellow touch, and then, you know, going up to, you know, maybe emphasizing that touch through various, you know, either through different objects like, you know, silk or feathers, or, you know, something that would be more of the, I'm not even touching myself, but I can feel, you know, I can feel things. So I'm bringing people back to that place where they actually get to feel every single cell of their body again and really understand what it's like to feel again, because that's the starting point for anything else that we ought to do.
Absolutely. I can see how that would work. Sitting here and thinking about it, I used to be an escort and a prostitute in my younger years. And unless I self-pleasured, I was never truly pleasured. And so the power that you receive from knowing your body and really understanding what it wants and what it needs, right? Because it's not just, there is that energetic connection to your body, right? What does mm-hmm. my body need? What does my body need to feel, right? And what do I feel and intuitively know that it wants, right? And that would, in essence, create that full body yes, which to me would be absolutely amazing. And I do experience that. And as I've gotten older and more awakened myself spiritually, and able to understand my intuition and my own needs, you start to really create that awareness and really start, as you said, making decisions with your entire body.
Right. And that it's amazing.
It's life-changing. Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you got to discover that within yourself and you were able to, you know, really give yourself that pleasure that you wanted, because often, you know, women who come to me, or even men sometimes, they're afraid. They're so afraid of actually going into that space, especially going into that space alone. But I mean, if you don't know what brings you pleasure, how can you possibly be able to communicate that to somebody else? And one of the most incredible experiences that I've had with a lover in the past has truly been, you know, him understanding that, you know, what it looks like for a woman to be fully embodying her pleasure and to be fully allowing that pleasure. It was so satisfying for him that he cried, because he had never had the experience, you know, of seeing a woman fully entering that space of pleasure, and him feeling empowered to touch me in the ways that were appropriate, you know, in that moment, but also to be able to dance with me that way, right? Yeah. To dance in pleasure and to see that, you know, my body was able to experience more and more and more pleasure, and that I was able to guide him as to how to do that, right? Yeah. And then the other way around, he felt so empowered to share with me what really brought him pleasure. Yeah. And it was just such a beautiful experience for both of us, because to me, it seemed like something that's so natural, because I've always been, you know, sensually connected to my body. But I realized the depth and the profoundness that there can be when two partners can actually meet and really find that climax point together, and then being able to bring their manifestations into the room, right? Their dreams into the room, and then actually, you know, use that sexual energy that was created, that life force energy, in order to, you know, bring our dreams into reality, literally.
Yeah. I think a lot of people forget that sexual pleasure and creating any sexual act in that, it has to be two-way, right? Each person has to know and understand, or should, not has to, but should know and understand what they want, what they need, and what they want to feel, and be open and willing to share that, right? It's not only changing for, like you said, with your experience, it's not just your pleasure, but to see the other person that you're with experiencing that pleasure is mm-hmm. phenomenal. Like, right. That's one thing I've never had a problem with is witnessing the pleasure that I could create or help somebody else create within themselves. And mm-hmm. it's mind blowing.
Right. And what's really interesting as well is, you know, as I totally agree with what you say, but I also want to empower those people, you know, who might be in a relationship and, you know, who might have a partner who's maybe not necessarily so open, you know, in those aspects yet. You know, I have women who come and they say, well, my partner doesn't really want to know about Tantra. He's not really interested in that. And, you know, I said to her, look, I used to be with someone who was totally shut down to spirituality, totally shut down to anything that was, you know, of the realm of self-development. And still, you know, this pleasure that we are to feel in our bodies, it is our gift. It's for us, right? So I would love everybody to feel that empowerment, you know, of being able to tap into those undiscovered layers within themselves, regardless whether your partner is, you know, supporting you with that or not. You know, you can go read a book. You know, yeah. I used to read these books on, you know, the multi-orgasmic woman and, you know, tantric sex for men and, you know, all these different topics, you know, even though my partner wasn't open. But it's interesting because he started to feel that something was changing the way that I was, you know, embodying myself as a, you know, as a sexual goddess, whether, you know, he knew about what I was doing or not. It didn't really matter, but I could tell that, you know, the pleasure was being shared at the end of the day, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And it adds that little bit of a shock value. Just a little yes. bit of that shock value. Whoa, where did right. that come from? But it's not necessarily the tricks, right? It is that energetic frequency where, you know, once you start to awaken your own sexuality and really truly accept and love your own self in that form, mm-hmm. the change of your energy is just as much a new experience as anything else, and empowering. You're absolutely right on that.
Right.
When you accept your sexuality, and not in a cocky, full of yourself way, but when you know what you like and you know how you want to express that, and you're able to express your body, it is definitely amazing. Which brings me into my next point, which would be your dancing videos. I every so often, because we are friends on Facebook, I every so often see your dancing videos, and just your connection to yourself and the way you move, and it's rhythmic, and I really enjoy it. And I would advise anybody listening who's interested in following you to head on over to your Facebook or any other social media platform that you share on, because your message is valuable for men and women. To really understand that feminine energy as well as the sexual energy that everybody shares, because men do have feminine energy as well. So,
right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I absolutely wholeheartedly believe in that. And I think a lot of people really should start to identify. I'm huge on the mind, body, spirit connection, where you've taken it a step further into the womb, heart, and mind. So, that's definitely enlightening. So now do you have anything else that you'd like to share? Because I know that you've got to go right away.
Yes. Well, actually I would love to, you know, take a few minutes just to talk about, dance and how dance, you know, has such a potency in terms of really connecting oneself with the body. So, you know, being a dancer or growing up as a dancer, like a traditional dancers, so I've done the conservatory and all of these things. So it's really amazing because it's almost like I had to break that pattern that I've learned with dance. Well, you know, with dance is only, you know, for to demonstrate physical prowess. It's only, you know, to look good. It's only to, you know, be on time, be in tempo, you know, it's only to wow, right? And I had to break that pattern and really come into that deeper place within myself where I can allow the spirit of dance to come to me and to allow myself to be in the present moment and to just receive. So I make a huge statement about this. The other day, somebody commented under my video and said, I want to go and, you know, I want to find that place where I can dance like this. And I said to her, the best place to go to find out about this is to actually get into your body, because there's no place in the world that you could go to learn how to dance like this apart from your own body. Because when I post the videos, or, you know, whenever I'm having these dance moments, it really is a flow outside of reality, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
It is reality, but it's something else, right? There is this, it's a transcendental state, and I'm just receiving, right?
So dance to me. You feel the call. It's, right. Whenever music starts to play, and even sometimes when music doesn't start to play, it's when you start to sway. Right.
And right.
You feel your body start to sway and you feel like you have to move. Mm-hmm. That's that inner music, right? That's that inner calling to transcend, as you said, right?
That's right. And I have to say that a lot of the moments, because I used to go to dance classes and do all these, you know, fancy trainings and everything. But when I actually came home and I needed to dance, I couldn't. So I've had moments in my life when I wanted to dance, but my body didn't. So all I was doing was just lying down and listening to the music, because my body didn't want to move anymore, because I had just been moving for duty or out of purpose or out of, you know, some kind of external reason, that my body actually shut down. You know, it didn't want to move anymore. And all I could do was just cry and release and allow the emotions to flow through while my body was completely still. Right. And so it's just to say that, you know, I really invite everyone who's listening to really get to that place where they can stand in the room and be completely still, just maybe listening to music or without music, whatever feels right, but to really get into that place where they can just listen and allow the body to move the way it wants to move and not the way the mind wants the body to move.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hmm.
Well, That is amazing. I think that everybody listening, if you have any questions or if you'd like to get a hold of myself or Lizzie Butterfly, because yes, absolutely, that's transformational. You can send me a message on here. You can send me a message through Facebook or anywhere else, as I am Melissa Kretschler, and that is where everything can be found. So thank you very much. I really appreciate you joining me on this podcast. I think that everybody listening is going to find immense value from that connection that you've just allowed us to delve into.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.